We were met by Mr. Fredriksson, professor of natural science in the College of Reykjavik, who invited us to his house.
Well, Mr. Fredriksson,
my uncle said at dinner that night,
I was desirous of ascertaining if, among your oldest books, you had any of Arne Saknussemm.
Saknussemm! Cried our host. You speak of that great scholar of the 16th century, of that great naturalist, that great alchemist, that great traveller?
Exactly so.
One of the most distinguished men of Icelandic literature and science.
As you say, sir.
One of the most illustrious of men.
True, but what of his works?
His works? We have none of them. Arne Saknussemm was persecuted for heresy, and in 1573 all his works were publicly burnt at Copenhagen by the hand of the common hangman.
Good, capital,
said my uncle, to the astonishment of the Icelander. He went on,
I now understand why Arne Saknussemm, put out of court and forced to hide his magnificent discoveries, was compelled to conceal beneath the veil of an incomprehensible cryptograph the secret